What's up? What's up? This is your host, Alexa Curtis. Welcome back for those of you guys who are This Is Life Unfiltered ongoing fans. And to those of you who are new to This Is Life Unfiltered, I'm your host, Alexa Curtis. And you can check out my website, lifeunfilteredwithalexa.com, to learn a little bit more about me. And also check out my social media at @Alexa_Curtis. Before I get into this episode, make sure to subscribe and rate This Is Life Unfiltered on the podcast store. I've got some really cool guests coming up that I'm really excited about when I can finally release this piece of news that I have. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know, obviously there's something happening. My life has kind of been taking a shift. I viewed a new apartment yesterday. So I'm going to be moving out of where I live now in West Hollywood and actually moving up into Hollywood Hills come August 30th with two of my friends from Boston who are moving here. So I'm super thrilled about that and really ready for the next step in my life. So I'm not going to explain too much about what's going on because I can't with this new job that I have. But the last week or so, I have really been getting adjusted to so much in my life and so much that's changing, especially having to go into an office every week for a certain period of time and feeling like I don't have as much time as I used to focus on my website, to focus on my social media. And as great of a distraction as it is, it's such a new world for me, especially as silly as it sounds, is like learning how to track my hours and like sitting at a different computer than I have and logging onto different internet and working somewhere that's not a WeWork. For the past 6 years, I have done that my entire, every day has either been a TV segment, has either been working, obviously, for myself, writing, coming up with new content and whatnot. And now that my life has taken a different direction, it's taken a lot of getting adjusted to. And I talk very openly about my battles with anxiety and depression because I think that social media plays a huge factor in that. And I think that the way that my mind is wired and a lot of young people's minds are wired out there, that we're all so vulnerable. And really, at the end of the day, all of us are really insecure and uncomfortable sometimes with who we are. And I battle constantly with myself, feeling like I am not able to live up to this standard. And I don't know if it's like that for anybody besides entrepreneurs, but for me personally, and for some of the other entrepreneurs that I know, it's almost like you kind of border sometimes feeling a little crazy. Like I have moments where I feel really kind of just like, what am I doing? Is this real? Is my life real? And not in the real, like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. In the real, that's like, I just feel so not normal. And because of that, that's when I end up suffering with anxiety and with depression, is when I'm in those moods. So over the past 3 weeks, I've had to deal with a lot of stuff and a lot of change and a lot of very heightened anxiety. Kind of a little bit of like, I'm not bipolar in any means, but my therapist has definitely said in the past that she thought I had bipolar traits. So when I get really overwhelmed, I have a tendency to just like freak out and kind of just get really angry or really stressed or really unhappy. And then I can be like really happy later in the day or when something better happens. So I'm really just learning as a 20-year-old out here living in LA completely alone how to balance that. So that's why I thought this is a good episode to put out there, because burnout is something that I have dealt with in the past. And I try and avoid at all costs, because if you know what burnout is, you know that being burnt out is the worst feeling in the world. And if you've never battled depression, but you've battled being burnt out or vice versa, you know that they're pretty different, but sometimes being burnt out can lead to depression. Sometimes depression can lead to being burnt out. And there are ways that I found to combat being burnt out. So earlier this week has just been kind of crazy for me. I feel like I am juggling way too much and I have way too much on my plate right now between two back-to-back TV segments, between this new job, between trying to keep new people happy and trying to keep myself happy and have a little bit of a life. I've been pretty much putting in like 19-hour workdays, and it's cool in a sense because I feel like I'm really running a startup. Like Monday through Friday, besides like, you know, I really try and not work on the weekends, I really feel like I'm waking up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning and like I'm doing this more than I ever have, and I'm putting so much of myself into this company and this podcast and this new show and everything. And I've spread myself a little bit too thin this week. And yesterday I ended up just kind of having a breakdown. I was in a rental car, and because I use this app called Get Around to rent cars. If any of you guys are young and need rental cars, this is a really great affordable app, and I use it because I don't currently have a car. But I am just was battling so much insecurity yesterday and stress from the past basically week. And I kind of just broke down. I just felt like such a failure, and I feel myself about to get burnt out. And I have to remind myself, and that's why especially I wanted to put this episode out for episode 36, because I need to remind myself, and hopefully by me reminding myself, I will also remind you guys how to avoid feeling so overwhelmed. And sometimes feeling so incredibly overwhelmed can obviously push you to feeling depressed or feeling suicidal or feeling like you want to harm yourself. So there are some things to do. The first thing I would say to do when you're feeling burnt out, and if you're like me in any capacity, sometimes things just feel like too much. They just feel like you really cannot deal with them. And sometimes you just need to sit in your rental car or alone in your kitchen, or if you're over the age of 21, with a bottle of wine, and you just need to sit and cry. And sometimes you might realize after crying that you don't know why you were actually crying, but you feel better. So that's what I did yesterday. And you might be listening to this thinking like, oh, you're a 20-year-old white girl from Connecticut and you're living in LA and your life looks great on Instagram. That's what I hate about social media. I hope none of you guys listen to this podcast and think that ever about me, because I am the opposite of that. And if you know my background, you know that my life has not been easy. But regardless of where you're from, regardless of who your family is, how much money you have, my family is a nobody and I have no money. But say you are, everybody is allowed to feel burnt out or stressed or overwhelmed in their own ways. You might even have like one day a week you work at a coffee shop, and every time you leave your coffee shop feeling like you just cannot breathe. And it's completely okay. You don't have to be doing what I'm doing. You can be doing something completely different or whatever, anywhere in between. And we're all occasionally going to feel burnt out or really stressed. So sometimes crying and just sitting there and then realizing in the back of your mind, you know that you're going to be fine. You know that it always works out in the end. And if you feel like it doesn't work out, there are parts of your life that you could evaluate if you think there's something you could be changing or doing to make you happier. But that breakdown, that 30 minutes can completely change the way that you're viewing things, hopefully for the better. After I had my breakdown, I ended up calling my friend Alex. She's probably not listening to this, but I love you to death. She is one of the best people in my life. And I talked with her for a bit, and that really helped. So number two, I would say for suffering with burnout is honestly having somebody to call, having somebody to write a message to. And that doesn't have to be somebody you're in a relationship with. Honestly, it can be even better when you're not in a relationship, because you can just be so honest. You don't have to put any type of front. And I just called her and was crying, and she just sat and like talked to me on the phone. And I am not too vocal about my family and my parents, but I really do everything on my own. And sometimes I wish that my parents were more involved. And because of the fact that they're not, I really, a lot of the times, just feel completely alone. So when I have moments like that, I never call my parents, because they're not going to help in the way that I need them to help. And that's okay. It's just how they are. But having somebody like her or any of my other friends that I can call, not that they always answer the phone, but that I know is there, is really beneficial. So if you're struggling with finding friends or finding a good group, know that it took me pretty much my entire life up until like 7 months ago to have like a very solid group of friends around me. So don't feel ashamed if you don't have that. You will have it, I promise. But try a cooking class. Try something like, I don't know, a DJ class or anything, because you don't even know. You might really meet somebody that you weren't expecting to meet. But I didn't actually explain what burnout is. So sorry, I should have done that at the beginning of the episode. But I'm reading this from a Forbes article, actually. And it says, the American Psychological Association describes job burnout as an extended period of time where someone experiences exhaustion and a lack of interest in things, resulting in a decline in their job in performance. So that's explains what burnout is. But actually, I would like to say and make it very clear that burnout can happen in your personal life and in your work life. I find that when I'm burnt out in my work life and feel really overwhelmed, obviously that goes into my personal life, but you can suffer with, you know, burnout in both parts of it. So a lot of burnout really has to do with experiencing chronic stress. And when you're in those situations, the demands being placed on you exceed the resources you have available to deal with the stressors. And that's what I mean when I say that having somebody to call, having a friend or a boyfriend or a girlfriend girlfriend or even just like a cat to just like talk to. You don't have to be in a relationship. I'm definitely not. Can be really, 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 really beneficial. So the first step is to cry because that always helps. Second is having somebody to call. Third, I find, is just taking a step back. Like this morning, I woke up feeling a little bit better. I meditated. I still felt really overwhelmed. I went to the gym and then I got a text from my friend who I was supposed to go to Ibiza, Spain this weekend with. After my two TV segments, I was just like, I need time off. I told my new job I cannot go in next week. I really need to get out of LA. I feel exhausted. I feel stressed. I feel like I'm about to just break down. And I, at 7 o'clock in the morning, am walking into my gym class and I get a text from her that says literally like four words, sorry, can't go to Ibiza. I called this girl. I texted her, nothing. So then that made it a little bit more stressful. And that's when I talked to my therapist directly after I somehow managed to get through this gym class. I talked to my therapist and then I just sat down in my apartment before I had a meeting and I just breathed. I didn't meditate. I just sat. I just thought about life and I thought about perspective and I realized that she canceled on Ibiza. The worst thing that would happen is I go alone. I have never gone anywhere like that alone. It would be great for Fearless Fridays, getting out of my comfort zone. And if it has to happen, it has to happen. And honestly, this is not the week that I should even be dealing like with thinking about that. So I have been calling some other friends. I've been really trying to figure it out, but just putting life into perspective. And at the end of the day, that's 3 days of my life. And however long you've been feeling depressed or anxious or really stressed for is just this period of time. Just knowing that it's not going to be for the rest of your life is crucial in feeling better. So that's three things that I do when I feel really burnt out. And then the main thing that I do when I feel burnt out is getting away from everything. Like, I don't care whether you need to book yourself a four-night trip to Bali or Mexico or whatever, put it on a credit card. If you feel like you're literally just about to like lose your shit, like I shouldn't swear and I'm really trying not to, but if you just feel like you're about to go absolutely insane on yourself or somebody, the best thing to do is get away. Turn off your phone, put your work on hold, stop working, stop talking to anybody, sit with yourself and your mind and a book and regroup. Because regrouping is the best and the healthiest way for you to avoid the noise in the back of your head, avoid the voices who might be telling you you're not successful enough or you're never going to be happy, and just realize that you have to do whatever it takes to get yourself into a happy state of mind. Because you're in an unhappy state of mind, especially like I kind of was this morning. I wrote a not nice text back to her. I was pretty upset. Usually I don't deal with stuff like this anymore. I feel like I've put a lot of effort into keeping really happy, kind people around me. And this was a little bit of a blow because I feel like I just felt really frustrated. So I responded and just kind of freaked out and it doesn't do anything. So what I should have done is just turned off my phone, which I ended up doing, but I always have to remind myself that too. And at the end of the day, you guys, we're all a work in progress. I might look like I have my stuff together, but if you know me, like, I suffer with so much stuff behind the scenes and I don't like to bring that. I like to put obviously on a positive front, but I just think you guys should know that it's not easy. My life is not easy. Anybody you probably knows life is not easy, but especially for the people who follow me, I love feeling inspired and I thrive off of the comments and the messages and the emails. But I also know that the harder I work, the more I put myself through, the more that I force my brain to think outside the box and do certain stuff is the way that I'm inspiring you guys. And sometimes that just feels like a lot for me at the end of the day. And I love it, but I just have to take a step back sometimes. And that's really important. So some of the things you might not know about burnout or some of the signs that are really important to know is just physical exhaustion. So that's kind of how I felt over the past week. I feel just exhausted. And I ended up booking a room at the Four Seasons in Calabasas, which is a dream place. It was a goal of mine to stay at that hotel. And a friend of mine was visiting from San Diego on Friday and we booked a room and it was great. And I felt not exhausted. And this was like before this week went crazy. And it was just a really nice break. But physical exhaustion, you know when your body's getting exhausted. And I don't mean the kind of exhaustion where you're at like a CrossFit class or you're at like your Gold's Gym and your body's just like pumping blood and you feel like you need to sit down because you're about to pass out. I mean mental exhaustion, where somebody asks you a question and you feel like you might just eat their head or like start eating your own head because you're so exhausted. So exhaustion is a huge factor, huge, huge. And if you don't really have exhaustion, you'll know what it feels like to be exhausted, which is like kind of how I feel. And I know after Thursday, when all these segments are over and I'm off for the next week, and I'm going to make a really conscious effort to put my phone down in Spain, to sit in Connecticut when I'm home next week and just like turn it all off. But that exhaustion is a huge sign. And people will also be able to notice with the people that you're around, they'll also be able to tell if you are exhausted. Lack of motivation is another trait that people who are feeling burnt out might feel like. So lack of motivation can be a little bit confusing too, because you might feel like you're depressed if you're feeling like a lack of motivation. But in my opinion, from what I know about burnout and from what I know about depression, from facing both of them in my life, is the lack of kind of motivation you feel when you're burnt out is you don't have the traits where you feel depressed. You don't have that, I don't want to get out of bed, I'm so lazy. You just have that you're trying to work, but your brain just can't really put thoughts together. You know, maybe you're a nurse, or maybe you are a sports therapist or whatever, or you're a blogger and you're just sitting there and you want to work and you're drinking your almond milk latte and you just feel like you just can't do it. So that's a huge sign that also will help you identify whether or not you're feeling depressed or whether you're feeling burnt out. But if you don't take care of that lack of motivation, pretty soon within feeling burnt out, you might become depressed. And that's when you know you need to really take a step back and like turn everything off and just evaluate your life. Frustration, cynicism, and other negative emotions are also another trait of feeling really burnt out. So that's where I was basically like this morning, where I'm texting my, I don't want to say I'm friends with her anymore, because I don't think friends cancel trips like this when we spend a lot of money via text and don't call. So I was texting her just kind of freaking out, like, what's wrong with you? Why would you do this? It's so rude. Like, I don't have friends like this in my life. And I know in the back of my mind, if somebody else did this, I usually, you know, a week ago when I was like calm, or even when I was sitting by the Four Seasons, I would have just been like, What is your issue? Like, why did you do this? But I went off on her this morning and I felt bad about it, but I'm only human. And I took all of the emotion I have from the past week and I put it into those messages to her, and she still didn't call. She still didn't text me back. And like, that's her issue. It's really like, I don't care anymore. On to the next thing. But when you start feeling anger or issues that you didn't know that you could feel, like you didn't know that you necessarily would usually react to something, like little things, or even if somebody messaged you, oh, why'd you eat that instead of the salad? And you just kind of freaked out. That's also when you know you're feeling burnt out. In my opinion, when you're burnt out, not taking care of yourself can be the biggest warning sign, and people around you will realize that too. And when you're burnt out, there's, you know, you can be burnt out for a week, you could be burnt out for 2 weeks, like really until you decide to take a step back and like take time off, because that's truly the only cure, is what will make you know, like that's when you'll be able to get over feeling burnt out. But when I say not taking care of yourself, I mean, like, for example, me, when I stop, if I'm not able to go to the gym because I'm working too much, and I make fitness a massive priority in my life. So I know if I'm not going to the gym and I'm just getting home and just getting in bed and I just feel so just mentally and physically exhausted, that's when I know I'm feeling burnt out. So maybe not taking care of yourself, maybe not doing something you do every morning. Like maybe you stop drinking that cup of coffee because you don't see the value in it like you used to, but it used to make you really happy. So that can also, like, that could also be something. Or you were going out with your friends every Wednesday night and they all still go out and you realize you've slipped off the bandwagon. You don't want to hang out with anybody anymore. You want to feel alone and you want to isolate yourself. Another warning sign is the kind of separating yourself from society or wanting to feel alone, because sometimes it's so hard to deal with feeling depressed or anxious or burnt out because you might feel like you are so alone in that process. But I have to tell you, you are not alone. Whether it's me dealing with being burnt out kind of like the past week, or whether it might be feeling like, you have nobody when you do. Everybody has something. As Demi Lovato just came out and said, none of us knew that she was abusing substances like she is. And it's really sad, but there's millions of people out there, billions of people who are addicts and deal with alcohol and drug issues. And she, just because she's famous and well-known, doesn't mean that she's not dealing with stuff like that too. So trying to keep that stuff in the back of your mind when you're feeling like this, because trying to compare yourself to somebody else, trying to understand why you are the way that you are, or why you're suffering from feeling depressed or anxious or burnt out, but your friends aren't, it's never going to make you happy. I found that for me, the worst thing I can ever do is compare myself to someone else. I am good enough the way that I am. I am strong enough the way that I am. And the minute I start comparing myself to somebody else is the minute I go down a very negative spiral. And that's what I try and avoid as much as I can. So the minute I know I have those feelings coming on, or the minute I know that I'm around somebody who is probably going to make me feel really unhappy with myself or really overwhelmed, is the minute that I take that step back. And that's what I'm doing. So I am taking a step back on Friday. I'm going to go to Ibiza, Spain alone, maybe with a friend. I don't know, trying to figure it out right now. And I might sit there alone and not have the experience that I was expecting. But sometimes you just need to do that. All you can do in life when things go wrong is keep on pushing, keep on moving. Your work life or your personal life, a breakup, leaving a job, getting fired from a job, I don't care. In the scheme of things, you have this life. This is your life and you're living it right now. So 10 years from now, 10 days from now, I'm going to already be back from Ibiza, Spain, back in Connecticut, back with my friends, back where my roots are. And I'm going to realize that all of that stress, that exhaustion after these two segments tomorrow at 5 a.m. and on Thursday at 5 a.m., it's all over. And when you think about it like that, you start to really realize that you only do have this one life. So you can be stressed, you can be unhappy, you can be overwhelmed, or you can live it up to the fullest. And when things go wrong, don't take life too seriously. I'm the queen of taking life too seriously, and it's one of the things that I probably hate most about myself. And I really don't have anything I hate that much about myself. I like myself as a human being, but feeling like I take things too seriously, especially for my age, is something that I deal with all the time, and I work on it, and we're all a work in progress. We all are. And don't think too much about anything. His text not, you're not replying to your text, or you not replying to her text, or your boss not getting back to you, or that job not hiring you. 10 years from now, are you really going to think about it? So that's all I have to say, guys. I'm going to go to bed because I have a 5 a.m. wake-up call and I'm so exhausted. And if you listen to this and you are feeling an ounce of burnout, please, 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 please do not get up at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow and go on TV. But it's my job, so I'm going to do it and I'm going to push through it. And Friday, I know that I have that break, and having something to look forward to is a huge, huge, huge benefit to dealing with feeling burnt out, because when you have something to look forward to that you know that's going to get you away and make you feel happy and calm will help you get through that period of time. Because sometimes you do have to work and you do have to continue to push through. We all can't just get up and take a break. So having something to look forward to, or even that friend to call, is really going to make you feel better. So I hope that my tips are helpful. I really hope that this episode helped any of you guys who are suffering with this. And feeling burnt out truly sucks, but you have to know the signs. You have to know when you're feeling burnt out. And if you've never felt burnout before, talk to a therapist, hop on a hotline, ask for some advice so that you can quickly recover from feeling burnt out, and you can get some advice for what's best for you, whether it might be taking time off of work or trying to go to the gym or doing yoga or something like that. There are simple things that you can do to really recover from burnout, but take care of yourself, you guys, because I know what it's like to feel all of these emotions and they all suck, and I never want to feel any of you guys feeling them, because I've felt it enough for everybody to feel. So take care of your mental health, know the signs, know your friend's signs when they're dealing with that, and especially when you feel like they might be falling off the wagon, and help them, help the people around you, and use your own experiences to better the people around you, because what's the point of life if it's too easy, right? I mean, then it's really kind of boring if life's too easy. So that's kind of how I think about it. So I love you guys. I will see you next week. Make sure to follow This Is Life Unfiltered on social media at This Is Life Podcast, and also me on social media at Alexa_Curtis. All right, guys, have a good rest of your week. Bye.